An economy falls into recession when a number of factors go south all at the same time. When unemployment rises, factories fall silent, the stock market just falls, and consumer confidence is shaken. Also, when there are two consecutive quarters of negative growth. Now, over the past several months, nearly all the criteria for recession have appeared. The U.S. economy is not yet posting negative growth, but it has slowed incrementally from 5% growth a little over a year ago to just about nothing right now. So is it necessary to wait for another sustained dip to say that the economy is in recession? Should the technical rules apply? Mark Zandi is an economist who runs the research firm Economy.com. He joins us from Philadelphia. Mr. Zandi, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure. Good to be with you.
And is this just a semantical reservation people are feeling?
I think not. There is a difference between an economy that's going nowhere fast, like the one we're in today. It's a zero growth economy. It's flat. How else to describe it? It's just going nowhere. But there's a difference between that and an economy that's actually contracting, one that's seeing output fall. The key difference is that many of us, when we make our financial plans, we are assuming, at least implicitly, if not explicitly, that our incomes are going to grow. If at worst, they're not going to fall, right? And businesses, when they make expansion decisions and, more importantly, borrowing decisions, they may assume that their revenues may grow slowly, maybe if they're very conservative, that they're not going to grow it very much at all. But not many of us make plans for when revenues and incomes are declining activity.
I'm intrigued just semantically again by that term negative growth.
Right.
I think a physicist would tell you that may not be possible for one thing. So what do we mean by it?
Well, maybe that's just economists take those kinds of words for granted. What it really means is that we're producing less of everything. I mean, the economy is producing about $10 trillion worth of goods and services every year. If growth is negative, that means we're producing less. And just to give you a round number, I mean, if you go from 0% no growth to -1% in a given year, that's about $100 billion worth of economic output. That means about $1,000 for every household in America. That means about 1 million jobs.
When you say that the economy has gone from 5% to zero, that sounds pretty bad. That sounds like more than negative growth.
It is a change, and it is a problem, but you have to put that into context. 5% growth is something we don't enjoy very often. That's boom times, boom-like growth. In fact, that's growth that, it sounds odd, but that can be a problem too. Remember back a year and a half ago when we were growing 5%, what was everyone screaming about? And it was a lack of available labor.
Yeah,
it was an unemployment rate that was falling. It was the fear of inflation. Interest rates were rising.
It cuts market overseas too.
And people get overly zealous. I mean, that's when people thought we could do no wrong. They took gambles and risks. They invested in things that now in hindsight, you know, almost appear silly.
This week's figures, we understand, show the economy at a 0.2% rate of growth. And I'm wondering, would negative 0.2% look, feel a lot different?
Well, I'm going to tell you no, but I was certainly holding my breath when that report was coming out. I really wanted to see just even a small positive number because, I mean, I think it does make somewhat of a difference to investors and business people and even to households, you know, whether we can remain in the green. We want to avoid those red numbers. And I think the fact that it came out in slightly positive territory, I mean, I found some solace in that.
I'm curious if you could give us some idea of what we ought to be looking for. What do you look for?
Well, determine whether things are going badly, wrong. Well, I'm really looking at two things. First, I'm looking at statistics that gauge the health of the housing market. I mean, one thing that we're still doing is buying homes. And as long as we're buying homes, it stands to reason that the economy is just not falling apart. I mean, you don't buy a home lightly. That's a major decision.
Right.
Both by you, the purchaser, and by the person who's lending you the money to purchase it. So we're still out there buying homes, and as long as that continues, I think we'll be okay and we'll get through this without an outright recession. And so I'm watching the housing statistics. Now, to gauge whether the economy is about ready to rebound, I think all eyes have to be on the stock market. It's unlikely that this economy is going to turn around and experience real solid positive growth until the stock market turns northward. And at least so far, that hasn't happened.
Mr. Zandi, thank you very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I enjoyed it.
Mark Zandi runs economy.com, speaking with us from Philadelphia.